This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we're them boys. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, pop a bottle. Hold up, hold up, hold up. If you suck and swallow, smell that marijuana, they going follow, throwing money on her like she won the lotto. Pussy must be serious. Hold up, scarred of heights come face to fears. Hold up, hold up. Do it just like Nikki, going and bend it over. Say she never smoked, I turned her to a stoner. Young nigga, but I'm ready. Oh, foreign girls, call me sexy. And white girls, gimme Becky. But first, I gotta roll this joint. Baby, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Ah!
Do you just play more of it every week?
Every week, you son of a bitch. Razor was, we back.
Well, guess what?
We back.
I have a problem with this song.
Yeah, well, I know you do.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it getting longer.
Good.
Okay? So, longer. Obviously, not this episode.
Hold on.
Yeah. You've had your way plenty.
Oh, this is a permanent song.
You've had your way, I would say, a slave reparations amount of time.
Oh, no, not even close. This is maybe like 13 acres
that felt
compared
like
to the 40 I belong.
50 years listening to that song. So, yeah, I have my friend here.
Kurt wants this song to be We Are Those Boys. He wants to change it.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Because my friend, the whitest man in the world, is here.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, the whitest man in the world. I see him.
My name is Fletcher McTaggart. I live in Westport, Connecticut. I've got two kids, and I drive a Ford Focus.
Yeah.
He's glaringly white, this guy. Turn him down a little. I can't barely see in the room.
Oh, his beautiful, shining countenance behind me.
I'm not feeling safe with that gentleman at the end.
Whoa, what do you mean that gentleman? It's my show, you son of a bitch.
I just set him up, though. Because, you know, I don't know a lot of music, dude. You got me dead to rights with that. You're like, well, Kurt, what's your ideas? And I don't have any ideas. It's true.
Yeah, you don't know music, Kurt. One thing you don't know.
Who better to help me than the whitest man in the world who's going to help me with my song for next week?
So wait, Whitey McWhiteson's going to pick your song?
I'm sorry, what was your name, Mr. McTaggart?
Fletcher McTaggart.
Yeah, two last names. That's the whitest.
Ew, he's Irish. I already like him.
Where again are you from?
I'm from Westport, Connecticut. I have two kids, and I drive a Ford Focus.
Westport, Connecticut. That's straight from the factory white, ain't it? You still got new white smell, don't you, Fletcher?
But let me tell you something, young man, and I'm not afraid of you. I love the rap music you kids do.
You mean you kids do? I don't do rap music.
I know all you kids love the rap music, and I want you to know that I'm not afraid of you, and I love that hip-hop jazz.
Yeah.
I think you are afraid of me. You keep breaking eye contact.
Do you know what he does for a living, dude?
What does he do?
He does Stephen Hawking's robot voice before they put the reverb on it.
Wait, so he does the voice, and then they put...
Like how they did with Darth Vader, you know?
Right?
He does the initial voice. Like Adam Driver in the new one.
Okay.
They do his voice.
They did his voice as the robot.
Right, and then they put the robot voice over it to give it, you know, make it serious.
So he makes it white, and then somebody else makes it robot-y.
Yeah.
I also want you to know, I do give money to the ghetto every year for Christmas.
No reason to get
mad at me, young man.
Wait, whoa.
There's no reason to look over here at me in some kind of way.
What ghetto? What do you mean you give money to the ghetto?
I'm just letting you know, I enjoy your rap music, and every year around Christmas time, I give money to the ghetto.
I can't wait to stab you. I'm going to take a knife to your white flesh.
Fletcher, can I tell you something? I wish you were my dad.
I would love to be your father.
You look like the father on Eight is Enough.
But I already have two kids, and I drive a Ford Focus in Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
You sound like you're about to like play The Feud or something.
Yes.
I love that show, and I love Jeopardy.
Okay, who's your favorite Family Feud host? Is it Steve Harvey?
No, I...
Wow, that was fast.
But he is fourth. He's in fourth place. So I do enjoy his vibe.
The fourth host, isn't he?
He is the fourth host. I believe so. I think he even likes the guy from Seinfeld better than him.
The guy that rammed his own head into a wall to kill himself? You like him better than
Oh, not Richard Dawson.
No. Jefferson, yeah. The boss on Seinfeld.
My favorite is...
Oh, you mean the other dude, the younger dude.
Greg Combs.
My favorite is the overweight, pasty white, snowball-looking man, Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
He's not even working anymore.
Are you a comedy fan? Fletcher?
I like certain comedians.
Well, why are you looking at... Whoa. Why are you looking over here when
Jerry
you
Jerry Seinfeld.
He's a little... I thought he would be a little dark for you.
Well, he isn't my favorite, to be honest.
Who's your favorite?
Whitey McGibbons. He does all white humor, and that's not anti-black, it's just pro-white. His catchphrase is white power.
I thought his catchphrase was, it's all white with me.
That was his catchphrase in the 80s, but he's sort of updated himself.
He's grown as an artist.
Sounds like he got angry.
Does he have any albums we should check out?
Oh, sure. You can check out all his albums on iTunes. There's, what was his name again?
Whitey McGibbons. Your favorite.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, literally.
Right.
His Christmas album.
I don't think these are real albums.
Are you gesturing to some of your hoodlum friends? I saw you
These
gesturing.
Are white people. These are your white.
It's
these
making
are your friends.
Me nervous if you could not gesture like that.
That was Dan Soder and Big J.
Oh, God.
Big J is not his type.
They're
of
not really white.
Person,
You're right. They're like, they passed the white test with a 65.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous. Do you mind if I leave, Kurt? I'm going to leave right now.
Why is your just wallet? I can see down. A bulge in your sock. Is that your wallet in
I'll
your sock?
I'll have you know it's chained to my belt, so don't try anything tricky, young man.
Well, thanks for gracing us with your whiteness.
You know, when you feel comfortable, man. Lord knows I want to make white people comfortable, and when me and Chad started the show, that was our express purpose.
Well, white women comfortable, not really white men.
A little too comfortable.
Yeah, very.
Before I go.
Bill Cosby-like comfort.
Before I go, could I high-five you?
No!
All right, I wanted to say goodbye in your language. I wanted to say goodbye in your language. I thought I would high-five you.
Let him, like, touch your beard hair or something.
No, I will not.
Let him do one of those things.
I don't want him to come near me.
How about a fist bump?
You gotta let them have a fist bump.
No,
Sarah.
I just can't do it.
No, all right.
I didn't notice you have the beard now a little bit. I just noticed it.
Yeah,
like
I had
the
beard for like a year.
Muslim,
Philly Muslim beard, almost.
Not even close.
I don't trust it.
You didn't trust it before the beard got thin. Yeah. Oh, I blame the beard for the crooked nigga under it.
It's like my friend Fletcher McTaggart always tells me. Do not trust Sherrod because he's black.
Whoa! Whoa, you say that, Fletcher?
I didn't say just Sherrod. Sherrod was in the group I was referring to. The word is actually not appropriate for the radio.
On this show, it's appropriate. I dare you to say it, Fletcher.
I only use it in my living room when I stub my toe.
You and David Feldman, same fucking year. Wow.
Oh,
yeah, because last episode, now you weren't there, whitest man. But we had The Economist, the magazine.
Oh, yeah, the magazine The Economist did an article on us.
So it was me, Shai, and Nick. Christine,
yeah, Nick DiPaolo came in. The Philly girl, that's right. Christine was here.
Okay, Godfrey came in.
Aaron was there.
Lisa Traeger was there.
The whole Eyewitness News team.
Rich Wars. And we got a live audience.
We have a live audience in the y'all can make some noise.
I made the mistake of Facebooking it.
Yes, I tell them, get all the people, the more people, the better.
Looks like a Klan meeting.
I know. Look at our diverse. Are you guys sure you weren't trying to go to Seinfeld riding in cars with coffee?
Their reason for joining the Klan because somebody's taking their jobs because they're all unemployed.
Yeah, these are the forgotten young white guys.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost went to a Klan meeting in Indiana just to see what it was about.
Right?
Yeah.
I would go.
It's like seeing Springsteen in Jersey. You know? It's like, who do I got to fuck to hold a pure white baby? For
you were going for the barbecue.
Just to see what it's about. I'm not going to...
I mean, I understand that. I can definitely understand.
I don't disagree on every issue with them, but most.
How's the food? Do you know how the food? How's the food at a Klan rally? Sure, it's some good barbecue.
You know it's some good barbecue.
What do they say? There's going to be a little Klan-esque thing.
A kid I met at a comedy club told me he goes to Klan meetings, and I almost said, "Fuck it, pick me up tomorrow," but I overslept. I overslept.
So you do have the same crowd as ONA.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it would have been weird with the sheets from the Hawthorne Suites. These are the only sheets I had, guys. The quality in sheets. My cum stains.
All right. Well, here's what I want to do first.
Cum stains on your Klan sheets. Like, he really hates niggas. I mean, I hate him, but he hate him, hate him. I ain't ejaculating on myself.
Well, listen, I want to play the song real quick.
I thought of but you know, this is the only place I could do this joke. I thought of a bumper sticker that makes everyone in the world mad.
Okay, what is it?
Do you want to play the song? Because we have a song to make.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Oh, song, yes.
So let me just
feel it coming.
Who wrote this? Paul Anka? The theme?
No, you know what? I don't know. We'll have to look it up. It's the He-Man theme song. We have a ceremony, so we have to say N-word if we're discussing the dread.
Yes, John, you ready?
The dread N-word. So, normally Sherrod, in fact, maybe one of these young men from the audience would like to come and take Sherrod's penis out.
I would usually put my penis on a white guy's shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's the way to knighting him.
There's too many white guys. We're going to have Sherrod just rub everyone's face with his dick.
I'm leaving if that
front
happens.
Front row. Just the front row right here. I'll just rub my penis across everybody's forehead in a celebratory way.
But that's a minor part of it. The main part is we play this song.
Well, you get to say nigga, so that's a good part. Yeah, hi, Whitey. So
let's just get this ceremony over
I'm
with.
Trying to think if it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's so fun to say it.
Is AIDS worth saying nigga?
Yeah. All right, ready?
Nice. Here we go. You feel the power building in you? You feel it? Everybody feel that? Front row, get ready. My penis is coming out, front row. Get the foreheads ready.
It's like being at an Eagles game.
Oh, these are sweaty foreheads, but it's worth it.
That's 15 yards. That's another 15 yards. The Eagles are already down 35-0 opening day.
Oh, we got the power. We got it.
I wanted more football.
Now do the joke. Finish the joke.
I thought of a bumper sticker that makes everyone in the world mad.
Right.
I love niggers.
Because even a black guy would be like this, hey, wait.
Yeah. This is off white people because you love them. And then the black people are like, hey, you could have said something else.
If you love us, pick another word.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
We could have just done this at my Uncle Tony's. Yeah.
Well, do you know, because here's how, when I asked Artie to come on, because he gave me a lift home, right. And we were talking about, like, because I didn't realize, when I was in Philly, it'd be called Sprinkles for Ice Cream, Jimmy's.
Right.
You heard of that? And I didn't know that Jimmy's just means niggers. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. Like, the, like chocolate sprinkles or like the colorful because they color.
Yeah, if you call them Jimmy's, the word Jimmy's from like Jim Crow, which means nigger.
Oh, that's
what it's from?
I had no idea it was a racially charged.
I never knew that.
I know. And then
I'm fucking ice cream man up. So
hey,
as I see him.
I said sprinkles the whole time. So,
but, a lot of sprinkles.
I'm always curious what black people know. As far as like the words we use for the, like, I'll never forget when we went to go see Raw, me and my Italian friends, Eddie Murphy Raw, right. When he said Mooley, we're like, they know about Mooley?
That's like what black people go through when you learn their slang words. Like, oh shit, they heard about this. It works with racist words.
Yeah.
Canadian's a big one.
That's why black people, we keep rotating our words for whitey. People still think it's honky. What black person ain't call a white person honky in years? We'll use Ofei before we use
Ofei's way funny.
What's way funny?
Canadian. And that one, I had a buddy.
Canadian's a big one.
Yeah, that's a restaurant industry term when you're afraid you're not going to get tips. So you're like, there's a table of Canadians.
I have buddies.
What do you mean restaurant industry term? What restaurant you going to where they code word a nigga?
A lot of restaurants, dude.
That must be that Cracker Barrel.
Sherrod, a lot of restaurants.
I swear to God, a lot of restaurants.
The Olive Garden.
Okay.
I have buddies.
Let me tell you something. This directly concerns you, my friend. A lot of Red Lobsters.
You know, I went there for the prom every day after.
By the way, this is my favorite show of all time already.
It's a good show, man.
I have buddies who just point to something black. They'll say, like, a WB, great network,
That's a sweet
show. Like, that's hard to figure out.
Holy shit. You told me, because I hadn't heard of Jimmy's either. Right. And then he told me, and I never heard of this term for fireworks. There's a firework he told me called nigger chasers.
Oh yeah,
you never heard
of
that?
We called them nigger chasers too.
I never heard of that. And then he goes, so what? Did they chase niggers? He goes, well, we assumed.
We called them nigger chasers because you rub, that was the ones that you shoot and they fly off.
Yeah.
You rub them on somebody's clothes and make them run up the street and they'll chase them.
I didn't know how many people knew that reference. The special I did at Comedy Central, I said, stuff so politically correct, on Canal Street they sell African-American chasers. And a lot of people laughed.
You should have said another, because I tried to pitch that. We had some nut allergy sketch on Amy's show, and she's listing all the nuts, and she's making them up like Dalmans and Walmans. Like, you should say African-American toes at the end.
Oh, God.
And she's like, no. I'm not even going to tell the rest of the meeting you said that to. I just put it on my screen and just like didn't say it out loud.
Well, then you're a coward, sir. I'm doing a podcast with the wrong person.
It's an office environment.
Is this like the best practical joke in the history of show business where you're just going to isolate me and pretend you had no idea I was going to just yell out the N word? Artie came on the show and went nuts. Listen.
Well, it is now. Thanks for that great idea. Well, Daly, because I said you want to come on, and you're like, can I get
here goes
trouble?
My deal at Spike.
You're like, can I get in trouble? And I'm like, because our whole thing is not, we're not like racist at all, but we just want to, if we have to talk about racial shit, not be hamstrung.
First of all,
bullshit.
Whenever you say we're not all racist, never say we're not racist. Say you're not racist. Don't speak for a group of people.
Are you not racist?
I'm not, but don't you say it. I say it.
I mean you and me. Well, you and me are this show.
Oh, us. Oh, yeah. Us on this show.
Like, I mean, Karen is a terrible racist. I don't know if you know that about her. She's
a tabid racist.
Well, I'm a Jew. It's like a different category of racist. Yes.
Yeah, she thinks she's better than
she
all
hates
of
white
us.
People, too. Yeah.
It's called being chosen specially more than you.
Yes.
My friend's Uncle Sonny, last Italian guy, last 5 years of his life, just sat in a chair eating mozzarella like an apple, and he would watch anything on TV. And his favorite show was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
So one time we said to him, what's this show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer? And without missing a beat, dead serious, he said, it's a Jew broad fights Dracula. It's the funniest thing a human being's ever said.
Why is that guy not writing the Time Warner descriptions? I wish that was the title.
So Jew broad fights Dracula.
Oh, God.
That should be in the TV guide.
That's my favorite description I've ever heard.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
If I had a sitcom, I would have made him head writer immediately.
Oh, man, that's good.
He had to watch the end credits to figure Geller was Jewish.
Yes.
Like, he did research.
He summed up Sarah Michelle Geller better than anybody ever heard of.
Right.
Jew broad
fights Dracula.
Rich Wars. Well, I've gotten grabbed for trying to walk away from a cop, and I've gotten pulled over for when I went to a cop behind me, and I pulled into a driveway, and he fucking stopped me. He's like, why'd you pull in a driveway? And I'm like, well, I didn't want to have a cop behind me. He's like, why don't you want a cop behind you? I'm like, I guess because I didn't want to have somebody give me a ticket for no fucking reason.
Because I don't want
to
have this conversation.
It was really weird to be asked very self-explanatory.
Like, you can't not want a cop behind you.
Did you ask him if he was lonely? I feel like that would have really... Are you lonely?
I had my mouth... I was winking with my mouth. I've seen Bad Lieutenant. And I'll show him how I suck a guy's cock if that's what it takes.
It didn't take that?
But it depends where... Like, in my hometown, Tom's River, those cops would probably be okay. Like, if my taillight was out or something, they'd let you go. If you're in Seaside...
Because you're a local.
Or just that they're better in that town. Seaside and Ortley Beach, that's you know, cash in on tourists.
Right.
And that's the fuck, you know, half the fucking cop problem, besides whatever the racist
shit.
It's the
local trying to make money
is
shit.
Is collecting money, and because they can't ever fucking raise taxes in these Republican shitholes. Yeah. So the cops
so
job is
civil
just,
forfeiture and then just shaking people down for speeding tickets and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Just like the motherfuckers in Jamaica who put a tree in its road and go like this, pay toll with a machete.
Yeah.
They're the same motherfuckers. They just organized.
Jersey, that was the saying, to collect and serve was the was the only say about the local cops. Yeah. But it depends what township. They don't all have quotas, but the ones that do have quotas, that's the kind of shit they pull. They find little that's why the guy was following me slowly, so he could find a reason to give me a fucking tip.
It's the same shit in Virginia when you're driving on I-95.
Mm.
And at one point when you got I-95 goes through a town.
Richmond?
It's near Richmond. Yep. And they changed the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like right only in that little spot. So and there's a cop waiting for you. So you're doing 65 is the speed limit for Virginia. Then in this town, it's 50. And you know, you're still on the same highway, and then it's 65 again later on.
Right. Yeah, that's
so they
purpose.
Get you. They get you every time.
Yeah.
Fucking worms. I had that.
One cop let me go, though. He was like, I was like, money. It was 65.
Like
and he knew.
Ago.
He was like, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Sometimes, look, so sometimes you could deal with a cop fine.
I've had every kind of cop,
so I don't judge them all the same, you know? I've had them where they're quite reasonable, and I've had it where I could tell they just wanted to be a fucking dick about something, and, you know.
I judge them one by one. As they're in front of me, I judge them as I get it.
Well, did you, in Virginia, did you see that story that just happened where, now this was a year old story, there was this kid that got, he was 17, and he had sent a dick pic to his 15-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, he got arrested for...
And so the cops, there's some child pornography task force, and this Detective Abbott was the guy who specifically was going after this kid. His name was Abbott. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they got a court order to take this kid to the hospital and inject him with a drug to give him a nice juicy hard-on so that they could take pictures of his erection to compare to the erection in the picture sent to his girlfriend.
Wait, what's the shot they gave him, and do they sell those over the counter?
I think it was like a low angle.
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold it a little bit more to the left.
Viagra has shots now?
So the kid's defense lawyer was like, you know, who the fuck would make child pornography to prosecute child pornography? Like,
yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Like, 17 to 15, I don't even see what the victimization is there.
It's not.
But the cop, so she goes, that's crazy.
What was the race of the two kids?
They're what? I think they're white kids.
Okay.
The cop, but she goes, so his defense lawyer goes, that's crazy. Who would do that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the cop then sued his lawyer. Because she said it was crazy what he was doing. Because he
for
said
what, slander?
Yeah, it caused him mental distress. And he said people accused him of being a pedophile. He had to be on. So this is the kicker. A year later now.
Where was his superiors? Where was his cop's superiors?
This is why would a judge approve this fucking court order? The kid ended up getting a year probation.
Yeah.
So then what happened is, this piece of shit cop, it turns out he was a fucking pedophile. Oh. He just wanted to have two pictures of a juicy erection. Oh. And the fucking...
hard to come.
Yeah, he's as hard as
where are we going to see a dick? Where?
Thing that's hard to find. But it's like you don't know for sure it's a 17-year-old dick. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, he needed it to be verified. Yeah. Like, it's sort of like in Reddit AMAs when they're like, it's me, and there's a picture next to like a...
But where's the parents? Where's the superiors? The police force?
Wait, so the cop... So he was about to be arrested. This guy on the pedophile task force was about to be arrested because...
For being a pedophile.
Yeah, the hockey team he coached, he was molesting kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's why he was persecuting his other kids. So when the cops are coming to get him, he blew his brains out with a shotgun.
Oh, you coward. Detective.
Yeah, but it's like a Christmas
people on the
Christmas
pedophile
miracle.
Task force, man. It's the same as like the preachers like screaming about gay stuff and smoking meth and hiring male hookers behind the scenes. Like, I always used to try, I could never figure out exactly how to get this to be funny, but I would like try and do this with sketch sometimes. It's like, I thought there's nothing creepier or like weirder or like more clearly indicative of you yourself having like some sexual deviance than the people from like To Catch a Predator like go online to pretend to be the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's always some like sweat pants slob who's like on there being like, I pretended to be the 14-year-old girl. Dude, and I got never... these sick men. I talked to them for hours and hours.
Is that a preview of your Ghostbusters character?
No,
he is a bad guy.
I was saying that for years. Like, I never liked that show. Number one, the guys they would catch, 9/10 of them were visibly retarded. Like, they would catch a guy, and the guy would go, I'm sorry. Like, I think the guy would have gone to anyone's house who said, come over to my house.
I saw one dude who was like this. Yeah, where is she? Like, where's the kid?
Yeah,
like he didn't even know. Anthony said, hey, he's the cops. You buzzed. So where's she?
Yeah, he's like,
I got pizza.
He goes, I'm Chris Hansen. He goes, do you mind? I'm on a date here, pal. Wait, like, come on. Cockblock.
Buzzkill.
And because if you think about the reality of it, they were just sort of like pitting like two weird beards together across an IM chat. And like, you know, and it was like.
Well, not just that. It would either be a retarded guy or an Indian IT guy from a country where you can bang 14-year-olds.
Where fucking kids is legal.
Well, he didn't have the money to save up to have his cousin crated up and shipped over, so he was almost. Yes. But then I'm like, what is it? There's an epidemic of people's 14-year-old going online. When I was 14, I was pretty... I knew if I wanted someone to come over and fuck my mouth at 14, like, I wouldn't have been online when my parents... Do you have a problem with that? You leave the house, and then your 14-year-old goes online and is like, come over and bring condoms and Zima!
Yeah.
Like, is that really an epidemic? I don't think that's a real fucking problem.
I don't think that's a real problem either, and I don't... Yeah. First of all, here's the problem that I have with that kind of show. Because they got TV producers involved in it. Because now it's a TV show. It's not just cops. It's TV producers. And they grimy, and you know that.
Right.
So these people are like this. We're not getting enough pedophiles around here. We got to do something to amp up the pedophiles. So you know they added motherfuckers in. They trying to get motherfuckers on camera.
Well, then
they
the don't cops. Care. This is my favorite. Producers. The cops would sit the people down and be like, "Hey, pal, you want to talk about the penis pump we found?" Hey. I'm like, "Come on, dude. You know he doesn't want to talk about the penis pump."
You know, I got a deal.
I got a posse that.
I got Amazon Prime. It's a really good.
Turns out Medicaid covers it. Do you remember the Posty Vac commercial?
No.
It's like a vacuum for your dick.
It was a commercial?
Yeah, and they had the creepiest old man you've ever seen.
I don't remember the commercial.
And the one guy is like, either you're going to be all you can be, or you're not going to be all you can be. And I'm like, I can't imagine what poor girl is chained to his radiator at home.
It's the only vacuum my boyfriend will use. I'll tell you that much.
He won't help around the house. He's not helping around the house.
But the thing that's the greatest is that is covered by fucking Medicaid. Like, you can't get birth control pills. But the fucking PostiVac is covered by the government.
Wait a minute. Wait. The PostiVac is covered.
I don't want to pay for birth control pills. I don't want my tax dollars. Tax dollars.
So, because of religion. Religion to keep it out. Right.
And there's no way some old man is procreating with that PostiVac dick. That is a pure.
Right. That's all wasted semen.
I don't know.
As far as God sees it, it's the wasted semen.
Dude, I don't get how they get that much power. In fact, I was talking to Karen about in Israel. Do you know you can't even get married unless it's an Orthodox fucking ceremony? Like, that's a concession to the hardcore Orthodox Jews of Israel that was made at the founding of Israel.
Wait, what?
So you cannot get married. If you get married, it has to be an Orthodox ceremony. They control all the marriages
in Israel.
Right. And that's the thing they've just given dominion over. And they fucking, like, even if you want, like,
the mask and all that stuff.
Yeah, you could say you're like a pacifist and not have to fight in their military, even though they have that compulsory service, and
right,
they'll find another way to put you in, except for these scumbag fucking Haredi who, like, I'm pretty sure the secular Israelis are getting sick of, and they consider that their job is just that, you know, davening, where they sit and wiggle back, and that's there. So Karen went and did this
if you sit and wiggle back and forth all day like that, at some point you're gonna be think God sucking on a baby's dick is right.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, so Karen went on, like, it wasn't Birthright, it was a different trip to Israel, and you know, they're real nice here in like New York when they get you to go on the trip, but then once you get there, they separate the boys and the girls, and then they have some woman whose only qualification is she had 15 kids.
Right.
It's not like she's some trained, she just had 15 kids, to lecture them on you know, their collarbone shit. Basically, they're like Taliban of fucking Jews.
Ugh.
And it was like,
so they control the banks and kill people?
Well, it's not all the Jews, it's just this specific fucking Taliban.
We used to have something where they would get us all together, and it was like Birthright Philadelphia.
Okay, that sounds good.
And what's Birthright Philadelphia?
They take us all on a bus down, and we camp out and sleep at the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, they separate you by Pat's, Gino's, Tony Luke's, Jim's.
Pat's, Gino's, Tony Luke's, and Jim's. That's totally true. I'm from the Jim's tribe.
Jim's, really?
Jim's Philly.
I'm more of a Tony Luke, Broccoli Rob.
Which is why we could never be.
Well, remember last week we had Gina Yashiri on talking about Russell Peters?
Yeah.
And Russell's coming in.
Russell,
right?
That's right. Russell texted me the day after that, and we talked, and he's going to come in after the tour. They're going on tour like next week or whatever, but and when he come back in end of January, February, he's going to come on the show.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware.
We're going to talk about it.
There is another rivalry between Philly girl and Wilmington dude.
Wilmington dude.
From Delaware.
I heard a lot about him.
Yeah.
He's a little more southern than her.
I don't know why we got to be talking about him on this show.
Oh, is it bad blood?
This is my show, okay?
Is it bad blood, Flea Girl?
Okay, I was here first, okay?
And I don't know what
it took me longer to get here.
Oh, my God. There it goes.
I had to catch an R2 to University and then catch an R7 to Trenton and then catch Jersey Transit up to Penn Station.
Well, all those R-Bus trains you're describing are Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Association. They're Pennsylvania Public Transportation.
Yeah,
so you're welcome.
Yeah, but sometimes they keep going for Marcus Hook and they go to Claymont, Delaware, and even Newark.
What now? Is this rivalry between you exclusively based on the transit system, or is there
you guys, is it history?
Mostly transit. It goes back to when we had tokens.
Yeah, I'd keep them, and then they switch, and then the tokens don't do anything anymore.
I know, so here's the thing.
My big beef is that Megabus doesn't come to Wilmington anymore.
I know. God, I heard
Philly.
I think it might be some romance. Yeah. I think there's some romance between Philly girl and
getting hot in here.
No, because here's the thing. He's got a bunch of my old tokens, and he will not pay me back in the form of slidey cards. And he says, oh, tokens is obsolete. I'm like, excuse me. They still mean something to a girl like me.
You can still use them at a few turnstiles on a Broad Street line.
None I'd be caught dead at. Thank you. I think progress is key.
This is like Harry meets Sally right here. I know a romance when I see it, girl.
This is like more erotic to me than hardcore pornography.
I know. There's fewer accents more erotic than the Delaware area.
That DuPont love.
Yeah, that
DuPont love, baby. Rich
Wars. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm late.
Hold on.
Caitlin's here.
I just ran over some kids.
Caitlin Jenner's in the building. Caitlin.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Have you met Caitlin Jenner?
Hi, sweetheart.
Just say hi to Caitlin. Be nice.
I love the makeup. You look fantastic. And I love those hoop earrings. Can I borrow those?
What? Wait. I love this.
Can I just share real quick?
Why do y'all have me on with people? Rich Little now I'm on the show with?
Oh, Rich how Little. Dare you? My name is Rachel Little, if anything. Now, listen. I heard what you said. If you don't like your penis, all you have to do is tuck it in the back, get some duct tape, and just put it up there between your butt cheeks.
It sounds a little bit
like penis.
Carol Channing.
He does sound like Carol Channing.
Caitlin sounds like Carol Channing.
That's right.
You know what?
Something wrong with that?
No, I mean, I like it. Carol Channing is a Broadway star.
I can still fight, baby.
Can somebody else come to the door now?
No.
Do one more.
No, Caitlin is here. That's what do you mean, do one more?
What, that's you Caitlin? Got a problem with me, sister? Let's go, sister. I'll fuck you up. I'm an Olympic fucking athlete, bitch.
You going to piss off Caitlin Jenner?
How dare you?
It's all right, Caitlin. Calm down.
You know what? I don't like when these sisters come up in my face. I'll fuck them up. Fucking kicker, fucking asshole. I'll kick you in the asshole.
Caitlin, please.
I got a size 15 Jimmy Choo. I'll put in your fucking asshole, bitch. Back off.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Back off.
Jimmy Choo makes a size 15?
That's right, Jimmy Choo, specially made for Caitlin. Size 15, straight up your fucking ass.
Caitlin, you have a Shaq size Jimmy Choo.
It goes all the way up to her fucking stomach.
All right, Caitlin. Jesus.
I'm hot already.
I know you're hot.
Every time I come in here, I get upset.
Yamanika, just apologize to Caitlin. Please. No cat fights in
here. Caitlin's just in time for this reparations thing. Now, listen. I was never for, just because all these people jumping down my throat, calling me all these names. I was never for slave reparations. I was always against it, okay?
Right.
I watched this Christopher Hitchens. Yeah. I got this. I watched this one Christopher Hitchens video of a debate he was at about it, okay?
Right. Now, explain who Christopher Hitchens is.
Well, let's explain why he was against reparations. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He was dumb. Let him learn. He learned, though.
Don't try to calm me down.
You
got to
come out the darkness for the light. He see the light now. Let him enjoy it.
First of all,
bask in it.
I would be in the majority of people being against it.
No, you wouldn't. Not in the majority of people that I know.
Okay, black people.
But just seeing as how it's a thing that's not happening, I'm assuming most people are not into it. Now,
right.
I was against it just because.
Well, it's not happening because my people are not into it. Well, it's not happening because the government's not
just
doing
hear me out
what they need to do.
First of all, I agree with you.
That's
so
what you get.
Hear me out.
I grew up with a house full of black women, nigga. Deal with it.
God.
Can you bring a black woman through the door now? Because I feel like I need another black person on this show.
You need to just let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you, Travis Smiley? Yeah. Just relax.
Tavis.
Who cares? I don't know that nigga name. I can't separate those niggas.
Let me finish. I can't believe you're mad about how I used to feel.
Who are you, Caddy LaBelle?
Yes. She's like, who are you to pee in your bed?
So fucking, so anyway.
Who are you to pee in your bed when you was three? Shut up. Seeing you know no better.
Yeah, save some of it for when I get to this thing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, again, this was a long time ago. How the fuck are you going to figure out who gets it? All the shit people say. You know what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I watched a video, and then it just changed my mind. It was just a real simple argument that I couldn't fucking...
And explain who the dude is? Who's the Christopher...
Well, if you don't know who Christopher Hitchens is, fuck you, man.
Well,
Chris Hitchens, he wrote God Is Not Great, which is one of my more favorite...
No, I didn't read that. I love the Lord.
Well,
and I think he's awesome.
You're a lot...
I can't see past the church.
Stop.
But you know what you sound like, Yami?
You these new niggas that think just because you don't love the Lord,
I don't need to see nothing Jesus can't see.
You want a higher pyramid than everybody else.
Now, I'm with you, sister. No, okay. I'm with you on this one, okay? And in the Bible, it says no fucking queers. It says it in black and white. Let's not forget, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and some fag.
He's right.
You know what's great about that book, though? The thing is,
Caitlin.
If you read that book on the train, no one will talk to you.
Oh, really?
Like, not New York. If you're anywhere but New York and you're reading that book, like on the plane.
Guess what? When I sit anywhere, no one will talk to me. Definitely not on subway.
Well, Sean, remember when we were at the cellar and someone left their copy of that Dick Gregory book, which is just called Nigger?
Yes.
Which, by the way,
I read. It's a great book.
I picked it up because it was sitting there. I was like, first of all, the title was intriguing. So
he was drawn right to it. He was like, who left this for me, God?
The book's really a good
I started masturbating in front of that when I saw the book.
It's more of an autobiography than anything.
Yeah, but it's really fucking well. I just really got into it immediately.
And also, Black Like Me is a good book for you guys to read.
Well, so wait. So Sherlock comes in while I'm reading. This made me laugh.
She's coming in here with an Oprah fucking book list.
You better fucking pretend Meredith Vieira ain't around.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are they doing to
you at NBC Universal?
Yami, you have brought nothing but daytime energy to this fucking thing.
It's Ellen-ish.
Oh my God. It was almost like you were. But did you hear when you said the guy's not great? On cue, she's like, I better say the sassy black thing.
Yeah.
I love the Lord.
And somebody at third row.
I wish you would, motherfucker. Don't play me. You just told me to get off the fucking mic. Now, you want this nigga heat or you don't?
Yami, you gotta just back up. You can yell, but just back up.
No, let him just, hey.
Now, you know I love the Lord. Y'all done tried me on 4 fucking episodes about the Lord. That ain't got nothing to do with how sassy and no damn black.
Well, anyway, he wrote the, Well,
fuck you, all your fucking personality.
I am so fucking offended right now. I swear to Christ,
I can't have two sassy ladies here at the same time.
It's just it's a recipe for disaster.
So,
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
What do I love most about shaving with Harry's? It's just a good blade. I tried a bunch of regular blades, I've tried a bunch of expensive blades, and my Harry's blade has lasted me over a month. Big razor companies have the annoying habit of putting out new models and raising their already high prices. Unlike these guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same. Harry's 5-blade razors now include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip, textured handle for more control when it's wet. Still just $2 per blade, compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Quality is always 100% guaranteed. If you don't love your shave, Harry's will refund you. So, Harry's starts, it's an amazing deal. You got a weighted razor handle of your choice, moisturizing shave cream, 3 precision engineered 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $15. And for a limited time only, there's a special offer to fans of the show where you can get it for less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with the promo code RACEWARS. Go to harrys.com right now and enter RACEWARS, one word, at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code RACEWARS. harrys.com, check it out. RACEWARS. A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself.
That's right.
Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online no matter what type of business you're in.
That's true. Show off
your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place.
That's right.
Just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free. Wix Wars. Why do I still
hear... Wait a second. Why did you stop that song?
Because we got to... Steven's got to go.
I'll send you a copy of it.
But that pisses me off when there's a good song on the radio and you guys cut it off. That was a nice song. Much more interesting than anything we're going to talk about.
I don't know about that because we got Steven Wright here.
Yeah, and he's only got a few minutes left.
Oh, he's got a few minutes left?
Yeah.
All right.
And he's going back to Boston. I ain't going to see him for a while.
15.
Oh, you headed back to Boston?
Not right now. Friday.
Friday.
I want to get an early
start.
How's it living up there? Do you love it up there?
Yeah, I don't live in the city.
That's why you love it.
I'm afraid of cities, so I live out in the woods, like Carlisle, Mass, out in the trees.
Nice.
Because I lived in L.A. and Boston and New York, and then I became Mr. Nature guy about 10 years ago.
Yeah, do you love it?
I love it. I love contrast. I'm addicted to contrast. Like, I'm here doing this show, you know, Horace and Pete, and then I'll be in the woods.
You know, Steven has a falcon. Did you know that?
That's why you love the lockup shows, too, because that's the contrast. You free while you're watching people locked up?
Oh, man.
Do you get
shows
depressed?
Are horrible.
Yeah, I've get
never
depressed.
I've never been depressed.
You live in a house?
Yes.
You got like a ranch fence around it with a gate and things like that?
No.
How's the neighbors up there?
They're all right. There's a guy across the street. He's a anesthesiologist at Lahey Clinic.
Oh, yeah?
And we were talking when I went out in the driveway talking to him once, and he said, I can't believe what you do. He says to me, I said, I can't believe what you do. And he said, yeah, what you do is unbelievable. And I said, yeah, but if I make a mistake, nobody dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anesthesiologist.
It's a lot of responsibility.
You know, they got that good stuff, too.
That
have
milk.
You had your colonoscopy yet?
Oh, is that the greatest? Not Ooh, the, it's the juice.
Propofol.
He's a weirdo.
Is it propofol? The Michael Jackson milk.
Oh, my God, that is the greatest
Michael
thing.
Michael Jackson milk.
Oh, that's why I love a colonoscopy, because you get Michael Jackson milk.
I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy at the same time. And I didn't
that's
I didn't
a lot of milk.
I didn't even taste it. I mean, it was
that's
really...
That's a medical Eiffel Tower is what that's called.
Oh, man.
Did they touch in the middle?
He must have been having a great time just sleeping on that shit every night of his life.
Propofol?
Trust me, it is so nice, man. If you ever get a terminal illness...
Why is somebody in Kurt's ass, though? Kurt's too young to have any of this.
No, I got it right at the age I was supposed to, 35. I got a colonoscopy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
40.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I had to because I was shitting blood, and I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It was a hemorrhoid.
Do you think you can tell all of that on air?
Yeah, I know I can. God damn it.
The Kardashians,
I might be saving lives right now.
You were not shitting blood. You were bleeding blood.
Well, when he shit, blood was coming out?
Look, I'll be honest. It was terrifying.
Wasn't from it. That wasn't coming from his... That just a muscle, a vein that was...
Yeah,
no, he might have had rupture.
You know what? I had a polyp that they took out. So it's good that I got it because that, like 10 years, that could be a
cancer. Why do you have polyps at 35?
People just get that. It's in my family.
Oh.
My family's got weak asses. my mom goes, we have weak butts in our family.
This is a great show. This is a great show. Back to this Giovanni James. You didn't explain that to us.
Oh, Giovanni James, a young dude. Got a new album out called What You Want, and a lot of good songs.
Yeah, can I get it on iTunes or I get it where?
You get it on iTunes, yes. Get it on iTunes.
I thought it was fantastic.
He's great. He got good music. You're going to love
it. You like good music?
I love good music.
What is your most favorite song of all time, sir?
We'll have to be the nigga song we doing here.
Do you know you're on the show with me?
Oh, man. I used to love that joke, by the way. Remember your joke about putting on a blonde wig and then you lay in the sun so people go, hey, turn over. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Funny joke. I said, I would go to the beach. There's certain beaches that had all white people in them and they had blonde, and they make me wear a blonde wig. And I would stretch out in the sun, people walking by.
Just be
and they said like this, hey, mister, you need to turn over. They would whisper, mister, you need to turn over. You're crazy, dude.
That's hilarious.
Your favorite song, and what's your favorite song of all time?
I don't know.
Kurt don't really know music, though. Kurt's not a musical person.
But he has to have one. There's got to be one.
No,
song.
I saw. I can't remember the name of it. It's I'm blanking out.
Do you have a bluegrass version of that song?
I think that might be the original.
My favorite song is on Broadway right now. Is it still? Is Beautiful still on Broadway?
Oh.
Yes.
I remember the song.
Beautiful.
It was this J Dilla song that I got way into. And it was called Nothing Like This. No, it was just like...
The beat?
It was the beats. It was Nothing Like This or something. And I was obsessed.
Instrumental.
I listened to that shit. I don't know why that I got obsessed with, but I just listened to it over and over like a psychopath.
Yeah.
At that song. You know, like not in a way you enjoy a song, but like just a weird...
Like it fixed your brain when you listen to it?
What's
like
the board? What's the guy name on the board?
Shelby.
Shelby, I'm going to teach you something. When you hear... comedians and visitors talking about different songs and things like that. It'd be nice if you were to pull it up on the damn board.
Oh, Shelby, play it. Let's see how Karen's song came out, actually.
Oh, yeah, let's introduce the news. What are we introduce let's the news to Karen?
All right. Before Steve goes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. This one.
Filling in on news this week, it's esteemed journalist Karen Margolis.
I was ready for another line to come.
I thought it'd be like, she's fucking Kurt.
Call her a slut or something. What show is this?
I'll handle this. I am fucking her.
Good.
What a waste.
Yeah. Let's get to the news, Kay. You got something? Good.
Okay, so an Egyptian citizen named Saif el-Din Mustafa.
We call him Ray.
Yeah.
was arrested after he hijacked a plane for Egypt, and he had fake explosives strapped to his chest.
It was Hood from the Cellar.
Oh, yeah, he had the fake explosives then.
Did I take a selfie with him?
No,
yeah, some dude on the plane.
It was not
a
selfie. The stewardess, the flight attendant, took this picture, like the best stewardess ever took this picture for this customer. He was the last Westerner deplaning.
Right. And he said, can I get a picture with you, the guy with the fake ball?
And the guy said, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the post. That's amazing.
And you know, it wasn't a terrorist thing. He evidently had some type of problem with his ex-wife.
Right, so he's trying to like get to see her, go get her.
Okay, guys.
He was trying to kill people.
Listen, if your name's Saeed anything, you don't get to do that. I'm sorry. We're just going to assume it's some other shit. You don't get to have personal problem explosions.
Yeah.
Was that we're going to think it's Islam.
Was that the top story in your news?
It's like, it's...
No, we got like three, four.
There's a couple top stories.
Because you mentioned the best flight attendant in the world. I think the best flight attendant in the world was the lady that went through the other day with the cocaine.
Oh, she's up there.
Yeah.
Well, she lost it. She left it. 70 pounds of cocaine she was trying to bring into LAX. But she's a flight attendant, and they usually don't check them, but they can check them.
They did.
They checked her, and she kicked the shoes off.
And ran home.
Kicked off her high heels and ran out. They caught her 3 days, and she surrendered.
All the way to the East
to New York. Yeah, she surrendered in New York
three days later. Her time is for that, for 70 pounds of cocaine.
She'll be all right.
Yeah?
She'll be all right. She probably made $1 million on it.
I mean, this is the first time she got caught, apparently, and I don't think this is her first time doing it.
Can't be because
she's 70 pounds.
70 pounds is not your fucking rookie year.
Steve, you ever
she
do
was
any?
Beautiful. That woman
she's
was
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Sorry? Yeah. Good looking woman.
Black people are moving up.
I tried to buy some cocaine.
She's a black lady, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She
15 years ago, she would have been selling crack inside, busted on a Peter Pan bus.
She was a straight up Pam Grier.
More time with the crack, though. She'd have got much more time with the crack.
Yeah, she would have got more time with the crack. Ain't that crazy? 70 pounds of coke, what you can make millions of pounds of crack.
Let me ask you something.
Give you less time than a crack.
Because I know it's the same thing, but is it because you argue that crack did about so much more damage than just coke did, and that could be why it was so severely punished?
No, it's because it was in black people's hands. That's why it was severely punished.
So was coke and heroin.
No, it wasn't. Not as much. The cocaine was mostly white people using cocaine and its purest
Look, when heroin, the 70s was heroin time, right? Which is bad.
It is now.
I was talking to some cop that knew a tell at the Cellar, and he was talking about when crack hit, because it was always shitty because of heroin. He said when crack hit, they never saw anything like, it was like 3 months.
Because people were breaking into places.
Because
he
didn't make so much.
He went to a call, this old lady had chopped her grandson's head halfway off like a Pez dispenser with a machete. She was Haitian. He tried to steal a TV for crack and she was sick of him. Hacked him with a machete. His uncle woke up like, what happened?
He goes, was he halfway dead?
He lived. The guy lived. They connected his shit.
Victimless crime. Victimless. That's
so you're right. Less penalties for crack then. I guess you're right.
That's the same thing that happened to Gator in a Jungle Fever, Spike Lee movie.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Gator.
Exactly.
I do it. I'll do it. And then his father shot him.
And we're back with more news.
And the same as Marvin Gaye. They actually took that from Marvin Gaye's life because that's how he was on drugs and his father shot him.
I am the last comedian to open for Marvin Gaye.
Really?
You set him up.
Really?
Right here.
After you got off stage, he was like, I think
it
your
was
father
a setup.
Wanna, he said your father wanna talk to you. Thank you, George Wallace.
Going in
hey,
there,
Marvin.
Going in
there. Your father said he wants to speak to you.
Right here in New York City at down the street, Radio City Music.
Oh, really?
Was he a nice guy?
I didn't know because he would. I was scheduled to do 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And the guy would crawl out on his knees and get on the floor and go like this. We go, you know, comedians know. You know,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Don't crawl out here, you stupid idiot. I know what stretch means. So I was on stage 45 minutes. Got a standing ovation.
Good for
and
you.
30 minutes later, he still was not on stage. I didn't know what was going on, but I had been working for him for like 6 months.
Wow.
And I knew things were happening. So I didn't know the drug.
He was hitting the stuff.
That's a tough fucking job, though, man, if you got to stretch that much on a concert. It's not. They're not even there for
being
comedy.
Young, too. Being a
yeah,
young
guy. That's yeah. That's a really weather testing, yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm. And I did that.
Many ladies was in that motherfucker?
Oh my God. It was just amazing.
What's that? Hey, music. What is that? Play Mom again. Shelby!
I like you. You're really doing this.
Good old Shellfish coming through.
Yes.
You know, read a storyline while we got this nice Marvin Gaye.
Donald Trump wants to ban abortions and then punish the women who get them.
Finally.
Hey.
Let's have a show.
This happened on last Wednesday, that women who undergo abortions should face some kind of punishment
There's
if the procedure
right
were outlawed. And then he had to clarify if...
If it was outlawed. Right.
Can I ask you a question? What if you have a miscarriage, which is an abortion God gives you?
Then God's responsible for that, and he has to do probation.
He has to do time.
I think that's Ted Cruz's job to deal with that.
So Trump is even saying he'll do...
No,
oh,
so he backpedaled,
right,
and then he goes, yeah. I'm like Reagan, and I think that the doctor should be punished and not the woman.
Oh, he looked up Reagan and then said that? He's not going to...
He has a What Would Reagan Do bracelet. Yeah.
Reagatron, what is
it? It's like, what would Jesus do?
Story number two. Three.
All right.
There you go. Hit the third one.
Protesters gathered in Minneapolis after police officers were not charged for the shooting of Jamar Clark, who was a 24-year-old black man. And then
Why did you mention black? We knew that.
Yeah, well. He got shot by cops.
Fair enough.
Stop double talking.
Amen. It's not important.
Cop not charged.
Hey, stop race baiting.
No, I hope I don't say this right, and I hope I don't offend anybody. I don't know how to say this. No. And you just told me you're not Jewish.
No.
Has a Jewish kid ever been shot for doing anything?
That's a good question.
Yeah, hold on. Bugsy.
Bugsy Siegel.
Hey. Yeah, Bugsy,
right in the face.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly Bugsy not Siegel breaking the law.
He made a lot of money for me.
He made George Wallace a lot of money.
I worked at the Flamingo
Vegas.
For 10 years. He built my hotel.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're connected to a lot of...
Mafia.
Dude, who is our... I'm fucking... blanking on his name, dude, like an asshole. Oh. The dude from Damon Wayans football movie with Bruce Willis. He was the bad guy. He came on our show twice. I'm like having that.
Taylor Negron.
Did you know Taylor Negron?
Yes, I did. Of course.
Dude, he did the show like two or three times.
He did our show two or three times.
Yeah, he's so great.
He was a nice guy.
Oh, he's a fun guy. Taylor Negron, back again. We're going back to Gary Shandling, same group.
Yeah,
all of us,
God
all
bless
us grew up together. Yeah, so that's cool.
Were you were in Punchline, right? Did you do Punchline?
I did Punchline.
You were in Punchline.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That movie, right?
That was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was a. They put me on a cast and stuff like that. I couldn't lower my arm, and Tom Hanks was saying to me, what do you do? I'm a doorman. What do you do? Hell calves for people in the cast. And that's just crazy. But that was a good movie. We enjoyed that.
Do you get questioned about the lockers all the time by people?
Because there's no such thing as lockers.
Yeah, it's comedy lockers.
Stephen, I think
you
just...
You about to bounce out? Oh, you man. Too, man. We should take a pic before he leaves, though.
Yeah.
Can you take a picture already?
Yeah, let's take it. We got to get a group picture now.
You know you're a big star when you can just get up and just walk out.
Oh, he's going to take it with him.
No, he's a big star.
Nice seeing you.
Just get up and walk. Thank you so much. This is wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now on air taking a live picture.
Because Steven's leaving. How old am I going to get a picture?
We got to do this. I mean, this is part of the game, yeah. Goddammit.
We've been hanging out for Horace and Pete like every fucking weekend.
I can't believe it.
Dude, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Really appreciate it.
He's a germaphobic, too. You know, he has gloves on in the studio.
Yeah. He's old school like that.
No headphones, no handshakes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care. Appreciate it.
That's good he come up because he was very nervous. Because
you came. That's why it helped to convince him.
Yeah, and he
I said,
Mom's
coming. So he goes, I'll sit on the side.
I told him, make him come because he doesn't do stuff like that much.
Yeah.
And people want to see him and hear where he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I wanted to promote the show. He's in Austin somewhere.
Yeah.
and you got to do that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you got to promote.
You got to promote it.
Put your business in the street. You know, that's how I became a comedian. I was a vice president of the world's largest outdoor advertising agency.
Right, advertising
and
agency.
And I went into the comic strip, and I said, by the way, I do a little comedy on the side. I didn't have an act. I was a reverend then, and I had a robe on and a yellow page telephone book.
Yeah,
was,
I still see the picture on there. The headshot's Bible. Still up there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I wanted to promote him, man. Get people out there. People are listening.
Tell I was
people.
Begging him the whole Horace and Pete season to come on, but he was like, because I sent him the show, you know, with Drunk Trump with Artie Lang and so when Coulter was here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, I don't think I can do the show because it sounded too loud for him. Like, he was like, I'm like, dude, it's not. You could do however you want. Just blurt out whenever you want.
And Coulter. I don't think I could have done that show.
She's been on several like times. She's the best. You'll love her.
You'll be mad.
You would like her. Love Listen, her.
But her she's politics, hilarious. Her politics are what they are, but she's
but
joking.
I'm not, I don't think 90% I'm smart of the time. I don't think I'm smart enough to deal with her.
No, you are.
Even though
no.
You are. Stop but it. You're right. She does know her shit. So if you want to yes. argue, you got to come correct.
She would love you too. She would love the shit out of George.
She loves comics, dude. I listen. Loves. People really hate her guts when I even mention she's on. And I'm telling you, come meet her if you think you're gonna not like her because you're gonna like her.
She's a regular person. It's like my family. I don't agree with their politics, but that don't mean I can't go.
Who
see
the hell agrees with you? You're voting for Trump, but no, there's nothing wrong with your family. It's you.
He can't. Sherrod, first of all, Sherrod's lying. He's a felon. He's not voting.
I'm not a felon.
He's a three-time loser.
He's a felon.
Wait a second. That too. Once you get out of jail, should you not?
They try to change
depends
that
on
now,
the
by the
state.
Way.
Depends on the state. They some states you that. Can. Yeah, and right. I say, yeah, because you paid your debt.
You paid
your debt. But some other states, it's important that black people don't vote. So
That's how they did it.
That's all it is.
They ran it up on black people.
You're right.
That's why I never got locked up. Fucking always.
Trying to keep us down.
It's well, you know what? It's just they, God forbid, a Democrat votes. I mean, that's what it is. It's not so much you're black, but if you could be trusted not to vote Democrat, they wouldn't maybe have to do this to you.
No, well, the Democrats still don't. They didn't stop it either. They said, hey, this law is unjust.
It's always the lesser of two evils. And I'm not like one or the other, but it's always the lesser of two evils. Like if you go for Hillary, it's not because you love, well, maybe because you like it, but I don't think so. I think it's because you hate the other people.
It's also because she's a Democrat. A lot of people right. like me, we vote because she represents us. However, I would vote independent if I thought the candidate was better.
Right. I'm registered independent because I just always
know. You don't
know.
Register to be an independent. You just
yes, you are. Yes, you do.
You do?
You register to be independent. Then I don't have to vote. I don't vote in the primaries.
There's a company. There's a group, an independent party.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Independent remember, party.
Do you remember on SNL they had this sketch of all the third party, you know, all the extra parties going for president that you never hear about?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was the female circumcision party.
Roseanne Barr was one of those parties, wasn't she? When she
yeah,
she was
a, yeah, she had a, her own weirdo party, right. Oh, because
we need more parties than participating in this shit.
Do you know Margaret Cho?
Yeah.
Something happened this weekend with Margaret.
At Stress Factory.
First of all, why was people on stage with Margaret Cho? They let the woman come on stage and take the mic out of hand. Tried to take the mic out of hand.
Well, Vinny.
Where the fuck was
security?
Did
you read Vinny's statement?
What'd he say?
He really backed her up in a good way. I thought Vinny handled it just right. That's good. A tough position.
Well, not in the moment they didn't, because nobody should ever get on stage.
Right, I heard.
Nobody
it was,
should
here's
ever
what I heard. By the way, I like her. I really like her a lot. Margaret
yeah,
Cho.
I met her a couple times.
But
cool,
she went off a little bit. This was different.
She's talking about rape.
Yeah, it wasn't. Listen, it wasn't just because my whole thing is like, why is this fucking new? And Karen pointed this out. If it was a crazy weirdo thing, well, good. You got your extra money's worth. You got to see something
not
crazy.
In the tone.
How lucky
you had
for you to get
there.
An extra
no,
extra show.
You had to be in the audience to know.
That's
the
right.
Tone. That's
you know how I know.
So here's how I know the tone. One of the somebody told me who was there and said it was truly the most bizarre thing they've ever seen.
Because
like,
she was talking about white people were wrong.
No, he told me they had to help her onto the state. This is what he said it looked like to him, but we don't know.
She
this
was gone before she got there.
It looked like Xanax and alcohol. Which
she
I
said she was, well, she said, this is her statement. She said she was jet lagged. She said she was jet lagged.
Yeah, well,
she said jet lagged.
But here's
hey,
why
we don't know.
Here's
don't
the
know.
Clip that I saw on TV that I said I'm automatically on Margaret Cho's side. When they were taking out the people who was heckling and took the lady off the stage, one of the people was like, she's making jokes like that this close to Easter? I said, okay, they
shut up. Oh my
wrong.
God. I want Margaret to tell five more rape jokes right now.
Yes. Rich
Wars. Do you like Ben Carson's, like, that Urkel-y voice?
He bugs the shit out.
He's so boring to me. Yeah. To me, is a bore. And I can't.
Because he's suppressing his blackness.
He's suppressing something.
Yeah.
His blackness.
You know what he talks
Let it
like?
Come out.
His wife looks a little
She's white, I guarantee.
No, she's not white. She's black. But dude, did you she looked more boring than him.
He's like the guy from, remember David Alan Greer and Amazon Women on the Moon was the man without soul.
Right. Don No Soul Simmons.
Yeah, Don. He's fucking Don No Soul Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has nothing.
Tie a yellow ribbon around me.
Old tree.
Well, anyway. Let's hear the story. Let's hear the story.
Tell
Caitlin,
the story,
you got it.
Well, I'm sure as everyone knows, Ben Carson said on Meet the Press.
Your voice is as deep as Caitlin's.
He doesn't advocate for a Muslim in charge of the nation and said that Islam as a religion is incompatible with the Constitution.
Oh, so he took shots at all Muslims.
Since then, his fundraising has skyrocketed to almost $1 million a day.
Because these white people hate Muslims.
Yeah, why do you sound like you're mad about it, Caitlin? I think it sounds great.
These whiteies, let me tell you something about these white
like
people.
More of time for more of that.
They don't like no Muslims, you white people. They don't like them no Muslims.
He really is
no, they don't like when they take that from a black guy. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to give it to this guy.
They're like, oh. Well, the enemy of your enemy is your friend.
You know, like, he's such a dumbass to say something like that. Like that, you know, Muslim. First of all, obviously, there's not going to be a Muslim president. We're no, like that's not going to happen.
It
you don't
could
say
happen.
It.
It could happen.
You don't say it out loud. It's not, you know what?
I actually like that he said it. I can't.
I like that he said it too. Yeah, but I don't
have no problem
it.
With that.
I don't support it.
I like it and I support it.
Whoa. But so that's the one thing you do like about him, Keith.
Yeah, that he don't.
I was surprised though because it's kind of dumb. He seems like he's smart and hateful and boring. Those are the qualities I get from him. Like he has a real sleepy quality
first of all,
to him, you know.
What
but like,
stupid thing to say after
let
Obama.
Let Rachel finish, Kurt.
Oh. But
all right. Yeah, put that helmet on.
Kurt just looked like
put
he
that helmet
to start
on, Kurt.
Gently weeping. That was a sad moment.
I'm a Muslim, and I don't like when a woman speaks. That.
He hear a woman's voice. He just want to stomp.
You're a no Emmy heaven Muslim. Go ahead.
It's true.
No, but his point is that basically he's saying that it doesn't correspond with the Constitution, but there's supposed to be separation of
church and state.
Anyways, I don't understand why any of them are able to babble about religion at all. Why is anyone allowed? And they're always the first people to bring up the holiness of the Constitution, which is like
can I ask
one of the most
you,
basic
can I,
principles of
can
it.
I answer you in a Ben Carson voice?
Please.
You see, our founding fathers and designing the Constitution based on Jesus Christ.
I have separated twins.
They were twins.
Exactly. Fonzie
he does seem
like
he does
twins
seem like he's
kid.
Like just about to stroke. He seems like he should be on stroke watch.
He does
he's
long
just,
blinks. You see his eyes? He blinks like
But he's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
But he's just dumb with his politics.
Yeah, he's...
That
he's,
y'all say he doesn't
he's out
deal
of touch.
With.
I think he's out of touch.
Yes. Any religion... religion is the one thing they never attack, but you should be able to attack someone's religion. If this is the way you feel personally, why can't we address it?
Because it's supposed to be separation of church and state. So you running for president should have nothing to do with you being a Christian.
Then you shouldn't mention it.
By the way, Obama already proved we can have a Muslim president.
Whoa. 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 All right. Enough is enough.
Attaboy.
Well, where's his... I want to see his second birth certificate, and I want to see his real college degree.
That's an already
from Muslim University.
Already saw your speech at the Trump rally.
Well,
so
I have some evidence
again.
That when you see it, it's going
to
blow the lid off this whole thing.
You got
it's just
nothing.
A picture of me with pigtail stamp with my dick between my legs. I'm going to like build up the evidence. It's just me doing a Buffalo Bill dance.
I tell you, you know what, Sherrod, you can say whatever you want. It don't have nothing to do with Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans bug me as a whole.
But you don't know all Republicans.
I know them all.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I've lived long enough. I know them all.
Do you also hate Jay-Z and Nas' song, Black Republicans?
Yes, I do.
And you hate Jay-Z too?
I don't like Jay-Z.
Because he's just as Republican as a fucking anybody
no, he's
else.
Not.
For taxes, I'm sure he is.
He's both. He plays both sides. Only poor people play that Republican Democrat bullshit.
No.
Rich people go like this. I give you money. Get out of my way when I need
Donald
shit.
Donald Trump gave a
That's
bunch
it.
Of money to Hillary to help
to
her
both
become
sides.
Senator.
Yes.
Which is weird for him.
Only
to be,
poor
yeah.
people get caught up in these fucking parties.
I listen to the
Let's
Republicans
hear your poor speech.
Talk. I listen to them talk, and I don't like any of them. That's running
but you
for
said you
president.
Like,
the ones that's running for president, I don't like.
So
I don't like any
you.
Of them either.
Yeah,
I don't like them
they
either.
They bug me.
But yeah, I don't like them either.
So what are you saying?
But I don't like the Democrats either. You like Hillary Clinton so
absolutely.
Much? Nigga, stop.
I'm voting for Hillary.
Because you think she's Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life, nigga. She ain't. You think you're her tootie.
You're damn right. Hillary's going to save us.
I don't know why we need to like any of them. I don't think that, the whole idea that you should have this
for governing,
seat,
I'm talking about, for governing.
Yeah.
thing.
But yeah, but like the idea that you should have some sort of like a folksy good time with whoever's running for president, that's bad news to me. If I enjoy eating wings with you, like that's not good. They're supposed to be smarter than us.
Rachel, that is exactly what I want.
Well, Rachel, who are you voting for?
Roy Rogers. I like a candidate that does some lasso work.
Yeah. How about some more bigotry, Rachel?
It's so embarrassing when they go on that tour. They're like, I'm normal. It's so humiliating. And
because
they have to stop and like.
That's why I like Trump. Because Trump is only.
For the love of. I'm out of here.
Show that's all
the
it took.
Show him the door. I don't like him for like voting for him. I like him that he's in the mix and he got everybody talking off their fucking talking points.
I would vote for him in a second for that reason. And the bottom line is he's not one of them. And that's how awful they are, is that he looks good.
Republican or Democrat, he's not one of them.
He has a Lego face all red. He's not fucking particularly likable.
Yeah, wait a minute.
How does the weed man come in the
podcast?
We got our own supply.
I don't think you need to label someone based on their appearance. That's a good point. I think that's profiling.
But he's clearly,
he's
clearly.
That was RG3000, by the way.
Trump is clearly himself. He's a wild asshole who doesn't know how to cover it up. That's the thing that's refreshing watch.
It's not refreshing. He says dumb shit.
No,
they all would if they weren't so overly prepared.
Moron. I don't think he knows.
Everybody calm down.
No, he does know. He's
everybody calm down.
He's just not as prepared as they are, and he's not as used to having to say polite things as they are. I've been really well trained.
I don't mind.
And when it comes to any responsibilities of being president, he would be a wild moron.
He says dumb shit. He's your man.
I don't care about dumb shit. I mean, polite shit. I care about dumb shit. I'm gonna build a wall with a pretty door on it. Shut the fuck up.
I like a wall.
We like a nice door.
With a little Mexican door.
Exactly. I would love to have a little door.
Those Mexicans hate those nice doors.
Can I just say this?
Well, they'll be the one putting it on the fucking wall.
Can I just say to Keith and also White Yamanika right now? do you think Donald Trump can win, Keith?
I think he can.
Absolutely not.
That is how you know he's gonna win. Let me tell you something.
Everybody who don't think he can win.
He's not.
Could do a TED talk based on just having Keith predict things and say the opposite of that.
He's like that octopus who knew who was going to win the world.
He's like Octopus
Bob. Opposite.
Octopus Keith.
Keith opposite predicts.
I'm telling you.
Octopus
I'm telling
Keith.
You who's going to win it. I'm Octopus making it. Keith. There's not going to be another white male president to 2060.
Oh, shit. We're getting nothing but white male presidents until 2060.
Who do you think is next?
Hillary's up next.
Keith, you just cursed all future black presidents.
Hillary's up next.
She's not.
Absolutely. So. With dumb Trump yapping, that's why that, what's her name? The ugly bitch.
Hillary.
Fella Farrell. Weed Man, are you Republican or Democrat?
Neutral. That's the smart answer. Because everybody smoke, nigga. Like Michael Jordan said, everybody wears sneakers. You can't hate a whole, just Republicans just for being Republicans.
I don't hate them for just being Republicans. I hate them for what they say and what they stand for. But they're for no one.
Really?
They don't love you, Sherrod.
So the Democrats love us.
Who?
Who? The Should we go to commercial?
Ones. The black ones love you.
No, they don't.
Well, who? Obama loves you, nigga.
I love Obama. That's the name of the book. That might be the title.
That's the title, dude. Obama loves you, nigga.
That's our title. That was Shepard Fairey's original poster.
Oh, my God. We got to have that poster made. Oh, shit.
Sorry, Shroud.
I loved it. What are you talking about?
That was the finest campaigning I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Keith's a phony. Keith didn't even vote for Obama.
Yes, I
neither
did.
Time.
He was in New York. What I
voted
is he
for,
after?
I voted for Obama. Absolutely.
I don't believe
in
that
the
Keith
court of
voted
public
ever.
And
not only for
in
Obama.
In the ballot of the cellar table.
Ever.
Oh.
I'm questioning Keith's voting.
Wait a minute, who did you vote for?
I voted for Obama both
absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely.
And around a whole bunch of white people on the Upper East Side at that dumb Cardinal school.
You look at Norton.
I haven't voted since 1992.
Shut up, Norton.
See?
But I'm going to vote this year.
Music.
Who are you voting for?
He voted for Clinton in 92.
I voted for Ross Perot.
I
voted for, what's his name? Mitch Romney. Do you know him?
You voted for Mitch Romney?
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
I hate you
so much. I don't think he won that.
I hate you, so why would you do that?
It's Mitt Romney.
That's a great answer. Why?
Mitt Romney didn't vote for Mitt Romney.
Why am I not going to vote for Mitch?
Ask Hold Pete on. Natterman who he voted for.
Pete Natterman.
He voted for Lieberman.
Always with the Lieberman. Nutty Professor, who did you vote for? I voted for the lady with the pretty thing and the wine.
Oh man, this is disturbing.
It is what it is.
I think Hillary. I thought Hillary could win at the beginning of this whole thing.
She's leading again.
She's hateable.
They hate.
She's hateable.
Her
Hillary
man
is leading again.
Against who? Listen, she's losing to Biden. He's not even in the race.
No, she's not. Check she your, is. Update your shit, Sherrod.
So, she's barely winning against a nigga who
Where's
ain't
your producer who's supposed to give you the facts?
Hey, guys.
I think the problem is that when everybody that likes Hillary, I mean, even people that like Hillary always say that. They're always like, but everybody hates Hillary. Like, but I do think, like, and whatever, maybe that's true about some people, but maybe more people will come to their senses a little bit. I do think
I like her because I don't like her. Like, I think she would, if we had her instead of Obama, we probably would have got better health care, I feel like.
Whoa!
Yeah, she's obviously really smart, but like...
You watch your nondescript mouth.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Just because Obama tried to do all this like work with the other side kind of shit for a while before he figured out, do they just want to kill you no matter what? And she already went through that shit.
Yeah,
so
it's
she
all hope and rainbows.
It.
You have to just sit down
right.
and change
and
some policies.
And she's a slick fucking snake.
She's smart
and I,
as shit.
Honest
yeah.
to God,
she's an
insider. I think I like having that... That her demonic power working for me.
She's
yeah,
not a demon.
That's how it works.
I wouldn't
it's
mind
not
her.
A, that's
I wouldn't like mind about her.
I mean, they're
Look,
all.
Ted Cruz is so
it.
Horrific. I'd like to see a
Ted Cruz is a good man.
He's an evil little beady-eyed bastard.
He's handsome.
But guys, can I tell you about something way more important than this? And I'm sorry I even wasted our time bringing it up.
Do it.
UCB diversity. Caitlin, you've got to tell us.
Oh, for the love of God.
It's an important story, right. Keith.
No,
it's a comedy story.
Keith,
this better be
if
good.
If there's one thing you're going to care about.
I'm going to break Caitlin's glasses if this is not good.
Hold on.
Let's go.
This is the Caitlin News Challenge. Caitlin reads news to Keith. And this
better
be good. Or
all right, Keith.
Glasses,
bro.
Is there going
to
be any character in the middle? We'll boss
no,
it.
I don't do that. Yeah, straight delivery.
We'll boss button it.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that.
We both love raising Bill McDonald's and have no plans to
Yeah.
Bono, no. We're finished with you. Go.
Do not listen to this old man. Damn.
The media responded to a well-written blog post right. written about the culture problem at UCB, which the writer of this blog claims discourages diversity.
Yes, yeah. I shared this with my Twitter army as well. Continue, Caitlin.
No, but how did it?
End of
through
story.
Microaggressions.
That's it.
Yeah, so they have a diversity program there, but there aren't a lot of people of color
on.
So
you have a diversity program,
teams?
You're racist.
The UCB theater, Keith. They don't have enough diversity, it turns out. And this one diverse girl felt a lot of microaggressions during her comedy classes. Like
she's right.
She's not the only one.
That's right. And they would ask her, touch her hair, whatever the fuck they do. And,
well, I'm
helping. There's certain classes over here at UCB that everybody's trying to get in.
Well, let me say that.
And all those classes that this young lady who spent her money on these classes to try to get in this top class or whatever, never got in. No black people getting these classes, apparently.
Listen.
Well, they're
improv
good classes.
Oh, the
good
improv ones. Classes.
I don't like that.
As groups, I've said to Sherrod earlier, improv
groups,
class.
The top groups, I mean.
Is like hockey equipment. Most brown people are not interested in that shit.
No, I tried to get in 1952. I tried to get my first. Yeah.
Keith is an original groundling. I mean, fucking Alan Alda started
the game. He was part of the undergroundlings. It was a segregated.
It's the undergroundling railroad.
The undergroundling railroad.
I left
he
several.
He was the head writer at Leave It to Beaver. And then he left. Break into improv.
Yes.
I've led several blacks through the underground.
Keith is one of those.
It was originally called it was Amos, Andy, and Keith, but he proved too difficult to work with.
I know. When you think of how Amos and Andy invented improv to be this ungrateful.
Those
I told Bob and his characters to leave. Don't take your hat box out of here, Bob.
How would you even think improv is such a thing for fucking rich kids? Like, only somebody with a fucking trust fund or like disposable income takes those classes.
That's why they
and then
progress.
Doesn't back me when I go, why didn't you pay on a Friday night? Then you're charging for tickets.
Yeah.
All the people that were like,
dirty
shit. Like I was a dickhead for saying that, they're all people that don't need the fucking money.
Right.
So who probably aren't brown people, right?
Right.
No.
Yeah. So that's how it's
now. Like brown that. People, you mean Indian people? Because they consider themselves brown people. I've never considered myself a brown person, Kurt.
Keith,
thank you.
Just so you know that.
You're neither of those things.
Yeah, what would you.
All right, Jim, what would you consider me?
What is the option? The right answer or the answer that gets me fired?
Keith, I don't have time to build a time machine and go back and call you when I need to. We live in certain modern times.
Oh, good God.
Yes.
So, yeah, so UCB.
You're right about Indians, though. There's going to be Indians in there. But that's still black.
They pay for it. It's like it's, yeah.
But Indians are brown, though. They're brown. They consider themselves brown.
Well, you know
baby.
What I mean.
Do you think that's a rich kid thing, improving? Improv class?
For the most part, I'm sure there's some.
If you're doing it in New York City,
I'm sure there's some scrappy young fucking street improvers.
I don't know anything about it.
In life, who has to do the most improv? And that's black people.
I agree.
Always. That's right.
I agree.
We always got to improv
because they refuse to prepare for anything.
Oh shit! I don't like that laugh. I don't like that's a big laugh.
Oh my God, that's the laugh that chased Chappelle out of his country.
He killed.
Chappelle heard one laugh like that.
That's
it was,
right.
Our show was destroyed.
That's
and
right.
Keith, here's the number.
That laugh exactly right.
I gotta watch
prepare all the news stories and everything on a show.
Sherrod, you did
I prepare
it.
Everything every week.
So Kurt, you
but
just
the joke
said
still
that
killed. The joke killed. Give him the
racist,
joke
to get a racist joke.
Just
out.
To get a racist joke out. That's he used that against his brothers.
I am. I improv that joke this way.
Oh shit, he was unprepared.
It took a while for him to get to it. He had to pretend he was an ice cube first, and she shivered like an ice cube for
so
a while.
Any movie that has a racist line in it, Attell will say the actor improv. You know, he improv that one.
You never did improv, Jimmy? Never?
No, I was never good at it. I was too dirty, and I was never good at it. Yeah.
It's a certain kind of person somebody. That does it, and I
did some improv.
They don't have a lot of black friends.
I didn't
I'm
know it existed.
You.
I did sketch and improv with Jim Gaffigan's wife.
Like, look, if UCB
like a year or so,
if UCB was like, don't
when I first
we don't
comedy.
Want you in if you're black. Like, that's a reason to complain. But if it's like little, you have to hear corny comments or something. Like, you know,
no. But if you pay your money like everybody else and you want to progress in this school, you should be able to, no matter what your color is.
You know what?
The problem,
right?
This yeah, is no, yes. They, that.
That's what she was beefing about.
We need the National Guard outside of UCB, letting them in.
We have bayonets. We're going to have soldiers with bayonets outside UCB.
That's right. Getting into UCB is the least of our problems. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's
into
do
UCB.
That. We got to shoot that.
Get the
with Marina walking in with like a 50 skirt.
Marina holding the books against her chest. Marina, enter UCB.
Get the governor on the steps.
To do that.
We will never let them improv here.
Dude, do you think Matt Besser would go along with that?
Oh,
the dude from UCB, like, dress up like a
there
George
has to
Wallace.
Be a kindly white character that
hey,
helps Marina.
Hey, never
be
no nigger improvers here.
That'd be great. He wouldn't do it, but we'll get somebody to do him.
Somebody else, yeah.
Yeah,
there has
Jimmy
to be a
to
sweet, like,
Jimmy.
White
now,
house.
You,
white.
You need a militant, a nice militant.
To, you guys need a southern voice.
I want to lead the, yeah. the militant.
Way. Oh, yes.
Well, you need them to back up the.
And by the way, you
peaceful.
Improv, you've lost your mind.
They should be improv in the first place.
Godfrey did that great character.
Doing
like,
the white man's
the
devil work.
The black baby's born.
Improvisation. The white man's devil hands are all on you.
We're doing
who
it.
Who else do we know who improvs? The devil.
Oh, good God.
Jesus
Kurt,
Christ.
You did some improv, though, right?
No, but I did do
never say no.
I did do poetry before.
What?
I did go to coffee houses and read poems before I did
no,
stand
up. Even Karen just threw up a little. What?
Ah, Jesus. She's ready to break
but
up with
I'm,
Kurt.
Listen, you can't. I mean, you can't really blame that on white people.
What's the poem?
What was the name
give
on
us,
it?
Give
what
us
was the name?
One. Give us one.
The name on your poem.
I don't remember a single poem. I don't remember a single
a
one.
Title,
one
line. A title.
You have to remember something.
Yes, you do, Kurt.
Don't try to shun your
yeah, I remember.
Life.
Don't try to anger it all down. Give us that sweet poem.
I don't
need to
tell none of you shit, first of all.
Yes, you do.
But I remember I had, they were all like, like they were like my stupid Facebooks. Like one was about bike messengers because I hated bike messengers.
It was a poem.
That is the worst.
They weren't real poems. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, say it quietly to make it less embarrassing.
No, that sounds beautiful.
I think Ted Bundy had something about bike messengers. Shut up, Kurt.
Ted Bundy was a man falsely accused.
That's true. It's true. He had a problem.
Pornography made him what he was.
Somebody stole the passenger seat from his brown Volkswagen, and that young girl got in against Ted's will.
Oh my God.
Ted was trying to help, if anything.
He was a good man.
He was just trying to offer a ride.
Absolutely.
This is how people thank him.
Very underrated.
He's very handsome.
Smart guy, legal scholar.
I want to hear a poem, though. You got to give me something.
Yes.
I don't have to do shit.
What made you angry about bike messengers? If you just keep asking questions, they'll start saying like, rhyme.
Let's start it. Bike messenger.
What is that thing on your bike? It was a seat.
It's a real edgy subject. He took on a lot.
You pedal and you pedal.
Yeah. No, it was like, you know what it was? It was a lot of whimsy in it and shit. You know?
Who's bringing the messages to you?
No, it was very like.
Get angry, Kurt. Come on, get angry.
I know with that voice, Jesus.
Riding down the street. The street.
You pedal, I'm pedal.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't have to share my poems with you. I don't need none of you.
Who are you messaging?
I'm worth it.
Messaging.
Your is wheel goes around and around. Where do you go?
How am I now? What was the poem we had Karen do of the girl's name was Belissa?
Oh, the rape poem?
Knock, knock, who's there? Rape poem. Rape poem. Rape joke.
That was
not
great.
Fucking funny. That too. The crowd goes,
did she really do that? Or
it
you
was
kidding?
Like a slam poem. No, about rape.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
We had them do Karen and it was fucking
Karen
hilarious.
And Nick did their
Karen
poems.
And Nick did it.
And he did a male, what was it? Matthew Girth?
Yeah. That's what's going on with those campuses.
We have characters on here sometimes.
Slam poems.
You know what? We maybe should have an improv class ourselves.
I think
now
we should do
an
improv class.
We do everything on here. And then you're not going to attack Bob DeBono.
You're not coming here.
I'm not finished attacking
Bob. Or you're not going to attack, attack Norm.
Don't be attacking me.
Oh, Rich. There we go.
You have the comedic timing of a softball machine, okay? You stupid old Negro.
That's where you ran out of funny.
You should have.
Negro.
He didn't want to say what he
Voss
was thinking.
Voss or DeBono, you both stink.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.